Welcome back to the show. One Bills Live is the name of the show. A beautiful sunny afternoon in Orchard Park, New York. Our new show, John Murphy, Steve Tasker, coming to you from One Bills Drive with One Bills Live. And our first guest on the new show, joining us in studio right now, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Bean. Brandon, thanks for coming by.
Yeah. Glad to be here on your debut, man. This is a great opportunity.
You were the guest we requested, and what do you know? We got you.
Hey, who would have thought?
Your first, I mean, I know you've been in this game for a long time, but your first draft, you got to be excited, and I wonder if a little bit nervous even about doing this for the first time, actually pulling the names off the board.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited, and I'm sure there will be a nervous, like when you play sports, you know, you practice all week, but when it gets to game day, there is a different feeling. I know, you know, Steve can obviously speak to that, but there will be that nervous excitement, whatever you want to call it. But I'm excited. We're prepared, so I'm not nervous in that way, but it'll be a nervous excitement of, and obviously this is a big draft for us.
Let me ask you, who have you found that you have channeled the most as far as guys that you worked with in the past as you prepared for this draft? Who do you think yourself, well, he had a good way of doing that?
You know, honestly, I wouldn't put it to one person. You know, I learned a lot from two GMs, Marty Herney, who's circled his way back to Carolina, yep, and then Dave Gettleman, who's at the Giants. They both did things. There was a lot of things that are similar, but they each had their own nuance. And then there's things that I said, hey, when I get to be a GM, I'm going to tweak it this way, and we've done some things like that. So, you try and you see what worked, what didn't work, and try to make the best.
All right, man. Nobody cares about any of that stuff. Tell me about the – have you ever seen – how long has it been since a quarterback class had this many guys who were – talked about and this many teams who needed one up at the top, this many teams who wanted to get to the top? I mean, it's been a long time since we've seen this kind of draft class come out, and teams have kind of gotten a chance to see it like for 18 months in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Because you heard about this even before you were general manager here in Buffalo when you were in Carolina, and same thing here. This draft class like this doesn't come along very often.
No, it doesn't. These guys, you know, you're speaking about the quarterback position.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of guys that and I know there's even – I'm not going to go through the numbers, but there's guys that aren't even being talked about in the first round that are still got a good chance to be good players that probably in other years would have been potentially talked about higher. But you start going with how many teams would actually select a quarterback. But you got to give all these guys credit, and spending time with them like we did through the process. A lot of good young men that in the right system, you know, all have a chance.
They're not all going to be Hall of Famers, though. And, you know, I wonder how – a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago, I walked into our control room during a commercial break and said to the crew out there, is this quarterback draft class that good or is this all hype? Well, let me ask that question to you. Is this quarterback class really that good, or are we being victimized by the run-up to the draft and all the publicity about the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think all these guys weren't where they're being at. Listen, it's a quarterback league. I said that 100 times. Yeah. You either got one or you don't, and there's not a lot in between. So these guys have been identified by a lot of people, you know, however many you have in the first round, so to speak, and they all, you know, they all have shown they belong as people and players. I mean, the watching the tape on these guys is a lot of fun. And, you know, do they have flaws? Yes. What you want to figure out is what flaws you're willing to deal with,
right?
You know, to accent, you know, to, and they got all the strengths. You know, what strengths do you like to fit your system, your team? And
you're too young for this, but I was around for the '83 draft when they got seven quarterbacks were taken in the first round. There's three Hall of Famers in there, which is statistically speaking, that's what it always is. You get, like, if there's five in the first round, two and a half of them, two or three will be really phenomenal quarterback. This one, we just had a list up there of six guys, and it's Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Mason Rudolph. Of those six guys, even if, you know, some of them are a reach, and they still get taken in the first round, or, you know, whatever you categorize them as, that's still like two to three guys that are going to be pretty good. And it also depends on where they're drafted.
Yeah, I do think it's important to what team they're coming into.
That's what you mean. The team that drafts them, not exactly the number they're drafted, the draft pick.
Exactly.
It's which team they go to.
It's which team, which fit, you know, what staffs, what teams, what organizations do a good job of accentuating their strengths. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's all – that'll be the next question. When these guys all get drafted, are they going to play immediately? Are they going to sit a year? Are they going to – you know, maybe sit a year, maybe not sit a year. Those will all be the questions for every team that ends up with one. And part of that is, how do you groom your quarterback to prepare him, and when is it their time?
I'll tell you this, too. Even if the Bills were the first pick of the draft, if you flip with Cleveland, you pick one of these guys, and there's going to be a huge segment of your population because you picked the wrong guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't – it's not like you trade up and get the guy. Even if it's the guy you guys and your staff and your – that's exactly the guy we got, and we got him at whatever, 2 if you go to the Giants, or 5 if you trade with – or 7 or a 12.
Yeah.
If you get the guy you want, there's some – a huge population, a percentage, going to say, yeah, you picked the wrong dude.
I think, you know, the last guy that came out was probably Luck. That was the clear
right
consensus. And when I was in Carolina, Cam Newton. Those were back-to-back years. You knew, you know, leaving the scouting combine, you could go ahead and give those, you know, hats that you get at the draft, you know, Cam right to Carolina, and Indianapolis, give it to Luck.
Not this year.
You know, and since then, it really hasn't been the case. You know, you had Goff and Wentz, but those went back and forth. Okay. Who was going one, who was going two. There really hasn't been in the guys last year. So, to your point, Steve, you know, you could probably ask 32 teams, and it'd probably be, you know, a variation of orders of
eight teams for each guy.
Of how they've ranked these guys.
Right.
Yep.
It'd be like eight teams picking
could be
the top four guys, or maybe – 5 guys, you
yeah
know?
Yeah. And even who's number 2?
Like, right,
who's number 3? I mean, I think there's a lot of variables in those orders.
There's a lot of questions, too, because you've got a new offensive staff. Daboll has impeccable credentials. I mean, mm-hmm, the guy won a national championship. He's with New England. He's worked yeah for a lot number of head coaches. He's got a lot of experience in the NFL. And then I just saw, I was out, Terry Rubisky's on the staff,
yeah,
who – yeah, I mean, you talk about a guy who's got some experience. He's worked with everybody.
Yeah.
So how confident is Sean? What is Sean and your coaching staff and you guys upstairs thinking? Has that changed the diameter, the dynamics of what you think you can coach out of a guy? I mean, of your evaluation yeah process? No, we can do this.
Yeah, I think what we've done is we've, what I said earlier, we've identified it, you know, each player that we would, you know, each quarterback that we would consider, and we've gone through and laid out what are their strengths on the field, you know, what are their weaknesses on the field, what are their strengths off the field, you know, from a leadership, the intangible, so to speak, what are their weaknesses, and if we draft this player, this is our plan, and
oh, I got you,
and this is how we do it, and we're not, you know, I was asked this way back when, I think it was in the combine, somebody said, are you drafting players based on, you know, Brian Daboll's system or anything? Like, it's funny, people, that's the wrong way to look at it. Brian Daboll already knows that if I get this player, we're going to run more of these types of plays.
Right.
If I get this player, we're going to do more of this.
That's NFL 101,
that's,
right?
And it's yeah like, that's how you do it. That's what the good coach is, and I right agree with what you said about Brian. That's what he'll do, and we've talked about, okay, if we get any of these guys, this is how we do it.
With Brandon Bean, the Bills general manager, in studio with us for a couple of minutes. So with the uncertainty about who's going where, and let's assume you have your player evaluations done, Brandon, do you switch over, or maybe you already have, to kind of gaming out how the draft itself might work? You know, how do you play the draft? It's a game on Thursday night that goes for the weekend, right?
It is, and it happens fast, and you want to be ready. And, you know, this morning we did mocks. And first of all, I want to thank our entire staff. They've done a good job. We sent them home for the long weekend.
I got to ask you about that, too. That's awesome.
Just to clear, you know, everybody clear their heads and come back fresh. And that includes, you know, our owners, Terry and Kim. They were very involved in
a
lot of the things. Not in the mock,
okay,
but they were very involved in our prep leading up and getting to know these players. And around, you know, we were able to do 30 visits.
Yeah.
And I'd say Terry met with most of those. And they came out on our, you know, some of the quarterbacks we met. And that's huge to have their support. You know, they're not in there telling us we got to draft this guy based on film or whatever, but, you know, character matters here and fitting the Bills culture and what we want to be about. And I thought it was very important that they took the time to do that, you know, to help us in the process. But back to the mocks, you know, we went through this morning and we went through 5 different mock drafts. The first 2 I did only through picks 22.
That was this morning.
That was this morning.
Right.
So we got in there early this morning, and we basically I assigned each person in the room. You got pick 1, you got pick 2, you got pick 3. When we got to pick 12, then the person made the pick.
And selected who
and
the
then, and then we debated. I'm not going on who we selected. But good try,
it wasn't
John.
It wasn't you, though.
No.
It was not you.
No, I did not put myself there. I, because I want those guys to, you know, have the freedom to say who they would select, you know, if they were on the clock. And then they got to validate it. And we talked about it. And it's funny, we debated the first pick. It wasn't a consensus in the room that that was the right pitch.
It never is.
But we had a healthy debate over it, and Sean came in, McDermott. We had him come in there. He missed the first one or two, but he was dealing with the players here this morning. But he came in and jumped in. But we did that. Then the next two, we went into round two and went all the way to pick 56. Which gets a little harder.
Wow. Right, right, right.
And it was funny. I told him, if you pick the player that's already been picked off the draft, I'm fining you $10.
Right, right.
So we've piled up a little pool money already for guys doing that. But,
it's like our beer money.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So that'll get used. But it was good. And then the last one, I did it differently. Then I assigned them each GMs of a team. So you have this person has every pick of Cleveland. This person has every pick of the Giants. So, you know, you asked me this earlier off camera, who's Dave Gettleman? Who's John Dorsey?
Right,
you
right.
know, who's such, such.
So, who's Elway? Yeah, the whole nine yards.
We did it that way, and you had to basically explain what your picks are. And
how do I get in that room and make my picks? That's what I want to know.
That'd be a heck of a show. We can come in and tape it.
Yeah, I know.
No?
I don't know.
Is that going nowhere?
Here's a question.
Do you do trades in the mocks?
We don't do a lot of trades.
Right.
But we did some scenarios with us up and back and moving around. So
I was going to ask you about that. It's interesting to me because in a room like that where you've got, your guys playing general manager for these other teams. Now, on draft day.
Yeah.
I'm interested in, I guess, the technology exists. Do you have, open phone lines to Browns, Giants, Colts, Broncos, everybody?
Not open.
Right. So do you just, have a guy, and I know this, you got a guy with a headphone or whatever, he's on the phone with somebody, he pushes the button and they pop on, and they're good about picking up the phone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Everybody's
so
quick. Yeah,
very quick connection.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got 15 minutes.
Yeah, you do. In first round, it's 10 minutes.
Right.
They've changed that. So
that's crazy talk to me.
No, we do it both. The one thing with cell phones is sometimes you can text a guy, hey, call me, as soon as you get this or as soon as you can. If you can't reach them right away, if they're on the phone with somebody else, if they're trying to trade a pick.
So that's kind of, to me, that's almost the nail biting. You want to talk to the guy and he's not right there.
Yeah.
So these
might be talking
to
somebody else.
Exactly.
No, that's the thing. Yeah. And that can be part of the play up too.
Sure.
Of, hey, I got another team on the other line. I said we'd talk about this, but now you got to raise the stakes.
Right. Also, it's like you got to, and I'm sure you've had conversations all the way, like there are certain teams or whatever that you got to tell them, say, listen, don't do anything until you talk to us.
Right.
I mean, don't finalize a deal. Give us a chance to say no.
Right. Right.
Right.
You definitely do that in various scenarios. If you're trying to land at a spot for whatever, you may say, hey, if you're considering trading, I don't know if you are. You don't have to tell me. But if you are, we'd be interested. And you do that through the whole draft. You call and say, hey, we got a guy that we think might be there. Are you interested in trading? If you are, call us a few picks ahead, please, so that we can prepare.
We had a guest on a couple of days, Tony Pauline, pretty well-respected writer, who said his quote was, the Bills and the Giants have an agreement in principle on a draft deal. Is that even possible?
That's not possible.
I don't get into that, but that's not true.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave it at that.
But you wouldn't.
The Giants wouldn't do that.
Why would they? Why would anybody do that?
I don't.
Until them. I mean, because that. I mean, the situation will change between now and before the Giants pick or before the Bills pick.
Exactly. I'm not going to get into what other teams do. Or don't do. I can't say that somebody wouldn't have that, but I can tell you this, there's no truth to that.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
What is left for you guys to do? Are there more mocks coming this week, or what else do you have to do to get ready for the draft?
Yeah, we'll sit and talk about – we're not going to do mocks, but we'll talk about – it's similar. All right, if we're on the clock, right now we got these guys ranked similar. Who would we really want if they were there? And let's talk about how they fit. All right. Especially if it's an offensive guy versus a defensive guy. How does this guy help us now versus in the future? What's the, is this guy a better player now? But I think the upside on this guy is going to be better in years two, three, and four. So those are some of the things that we'll talk through in a smaller segment of our scouts.
We're on One Bills Live with Brandon Bean. We're asking about the draft. And one thing I want to know, and I'm kind of intrigued by the logistics of how many guys are in the room. I know guys come in and out, and they have.
Yeah.
How many people are in the room? And more importantly, who's got a seat at the table who can speak? I mean, I guess Kim and Terry.
Yes. Yeah.
And do you have room for Steve?
Yeah, and I'm free that night.
We do have one guest chair if somebody has a visitor. So
seriously.
Yeah, so
who has it? Like, yeah, Kim and Terry. Yeah.
Is your last name Pegula?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You know, but
it
no,
might by Thursday I could have it changed legally.
You can do that, but no,
but
it's,
I get it.
Yeah, it'll be me, Sean, Kim, Terry, Joe Shane, and then Terrence Gray, who's our college director, right, and then Russ Brandon. So
okay,
that'll be us. But we'll have, listen, we're inclusive. We'll have our medical people there if we want to talk through some guys that have those issues. We'll have all our scouts, pro and college. Our pro guys really have done a great job of identifying what teams' needs are, and that was part of the mock this morning. So I may go to them in the fourth round and say, all right, what do you think their biggest need is? You know, if we need this position, do you think they would do it? Do we need to jump in front of them, in your estimation?
At this point, I got to put a plug in for our draft show, which is coming up on Wednesday night, because if you haven't seen it, the Bills draft room is pretty incredible. You've been in Carolinas, obviously, but with the video wall and with the resources you have there, and even the way the room is just set up, I can't imagine a better way to run a draft than what you have up there.
John, it's amazing. I was super impressed when I came here and saw the draft room. I was like, wow, this is really good. And I got some ideas along with some of my other people. It's not just my ideas. Yeah. We can make this great. And, again, I say it all the time, Terry and Kim give us the resources, and we added some things, you know, in there to make it even better than – I don't even know when the last time you guys saw it, but it really was
beneficial. I've never been invited.
Next week you're invited.
Nobody likes me.
Well, I'll bring you up there and we'll look at it. But
I don't want to go next week.
It's really neat.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You know, a lot of things we're able to do with once the players are selected, they're automated, the clock's automated, and you know, we got a needs thing. It's pretty well set up. Yeah. It's higher than my brain goes, but it works well to make minds like me operate well.
Yeah. We're not going to ask you about specific players. I wanted one. Shaquem Griffith, the kid who's got doesn't have a left hand.
Yeah.
You've watched him and guys like that. I mean, you know, everybody's pulling for the guy.
Yeah.
And he does have some talent.
Yeah.
Now, he's an undersized linebacker, I'll say that, but he shows a lot of ability, and there's guys like that that people can get behind.
Yep.
You think he's going to get drafted? I think he will.
Yeah, I do think he will.
That is pretty awesome to me.
It's a great story, and why wouldn't he get drafted when he's playing without something that's very important, and he's shown that on tape that he can do it, and the guy can absolutely run. And, you know, guys like that we've seen him, you know, guys that overcome whatever. Even guys that had lack of speed, a major deficiency, but they've always find a way to make plays. Those are the guys you want. Those are that type. So it's a great story. I don't know where he'll end up, but he's a guy we all root for.
Yeah.
Brandon, what a setup for you. Your first draft, you've got this quarterback-rich draft class. You've got 6 picks in the first 3 rounds, 9 overall. You're going to have fun this week. What a setup for you. You got to feel at some level like this is pretty cool. Not only do I run a draft, I'm loaded with stuff to work with here in this draft.
Yeah, you love draft capital, and we were very calculated in how we did this last year, and this is why we did it for this moment. And our scouts, it put a lot of juice in them. You know, when they came in, and because they're out all fall, you know, on the road, it's a tough job. People don't – it sounds fun being a scout. It's those guys I bust their chops, but they got it tough. And talking to them, especially in December, it gave them juice because they're looking at all these picks, man. All this work I'm doing, it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
We're going to get some good players, and I'm going to, you know, reap the rewards of my time.
Okay, now one last thing for me. Talk a little bit about how you positioned yourself through free agency, because, you know, you had front 7, you didn't have many, yet your sack leaders, you had 2 guys with 4 sacks. You know, you got to get more pressure on the passer.
Yeah.
You lost your middle linebacker to free agency. You know, your front 7 is a real concern for people. And then you had 2 guys that are going to retire on your front offensive line. So it's, you know, guys that are playing on both sides of the ball, close to the ball.
Yep.
You got some concerns there. But through free agency, I mean, that's where you really focus. You could tell by the guys you were signing.
Yeah, we did. You know, start with the offense. Unfortunately, what happened with Eric Wood and then, you know, Richie retired. So, fortunately, we did bring in Russell Bodine and then also Marshall Newhouse at tackle once we moved on from Cordy. So those were some spots, but that were helped solidified. And we felt last year we had some depth at guard. That probably helps us a little bit with Richie's retirement.
Right.
And then on the other side, yes, we did. You know, we were not happy with our sack production, you know, or just our overall, you know, up front play. And we wanted to get better. We wanted to be more stout against the run and also generate, what you said, more pass rush. And I think with the additions of Star, with the addition of Trent Murphy, I think Shaq Lawson's back healthy. Jerry Hughes is back. And, you know, we were able to get Kyle back and, you know, not only what Kyle does on the field for us, but we know the leadership he brings, which is huge. So I think our room is in there is improved from when we got off, walked off the field in Jacksonville. But we know you mentioned some of the other areas that we do have to improve between now and next September.
You have the picks to do it. Good luck.
It's going to be fun.
Thanks.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
We appreciate you coming on. Thanks, Brandon. Brandon Bean, general manager of the Bills, who'll run his first draft this Thursday night, 8 o'clock. And Steve and I will be on the air Thursday night, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we come on at 8. Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.